fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I'm really delighted to be able to welcome as a guest today and hopefully the rest of this week, my good friend John Kazanjian. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Pete. Great to be here again.
Yeah, John's been on the program a couple of times, and John's a member of our parish in Ann Arbor, Christ the King. He also goes to St. Thomas. He goes to a variety of places, but he's also a local businessman, a father, happily married brother who the Lord has used in many ways to really extend his kingdom. He's really heard the call to the new evangelization. And one of the things that John has done is to really engage in the work of helping set people free from the things that are binding them. You know, today, one of the gospel readings I heard recently, we'll hear throughout this time of the year, the beginning of the new church year, is the ministry of Jesus beginning to unfold. Jesus goes forth and he's setting captives free. He's delivering people. He's healing people. He's doing exorcisms. He's doing all kinds of things. And he said, this is the reason that I came. And he said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him and anointed him specifically to set captives free. And that anointing and that grace is upon the church. And it's upon all the baptized to participate in some way in Jesus's ministry of setting the captives free. And this Unbound ministry has been a wonderful tool to helping that happen. So I invited John on the program to talk about it a little bit with us. What is it, what he's seen in it, and what we can learn from it. So welcome, John.
Hey, thanks, Peter. Let's see. I think a good place to start, Peter, would be what Unbound is. Unbound is a model for prayer, for being set free from the things that you probably didn't recognize were having as much of a grasp on your life as they do. Things like anger and bitterness and resentment, which have been kind of challenges of mine all my life, I didn't really recognize the degree of hold they had on my life. And by praying through the model, really, I learned about how these things were affecting my life. Just as a simple example, when you're challenged by something like growing up in a family with alcoholism, as my family was challenged with, there are things that you're certainly susceptible to in that family. There are ways in which you have reacted to what has happened in your life. And when things like that happen, you think, well, that's just something I deal with. Why doesn't my brother deal with it? Why doesn't my sister deal with it? But I'm dealing with it. And there are things that, because of your personality, because of the person God made you to be, you become susceptible to certain things and you have certain reactions. What Unbound does as a model of prayer is to help you walk through and identify those things that are going on in your life that you know aren't helpful. The main way it helps you identify them is by walking through the gospel. The first key in Unbound is repentance and faith. It's a sense of saying, look, first of all, I'm not the one that's in charge of my life. I'm not the Lord of my life. And before you really get into kind of taking an active fighting stance against those things, you have to know who's the Lord of your life. Who's the King? Have you had an encounter with Jesus? Have you had an encounter with the one who really is the only one that can change you?
Let me ask you, John, going back to what you said just prior to that, in terms of your own experience, because we're affected at various times in our lives with traumatic things, with problematic things. We get exposed to things at times that can be harmful to us. And so sometimes we have wounds and we have things that we carry through life, and then they manifest themselves in difficult ways, often bad habits and doing things, maybe habit patterns of sin, you know, for example, like porn addictions or drinking or anger or all these kinds of things can emerge. And you say, man, I've been trying to fight this stuff, and it just doesn't seem to go away. What's going on? And there's underlying realities that are really holding us, underlying powers that need to get released. We need to be released from and claim that. And so what you're saying is before that can happen, you really need to be in the place, in the relationship with the one who has the power to bring about that kind of release and that freedom, right?
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think you just put it really well, Peter, and you jumped to kind of like the next thought of behind this is, look, when you sit down with anybody, you or I or anyone, and you're talking to a friend and you're talking about what's going on in their life, what happens is a lot of people don't realize that there's a spiritual dimension to what's going on. I go to counseling. Mm-hmm. I've been to counseling many times in my life. My wife and I have gone to counseling, and it's very good. It's very valuable, and it's produced wonderful, tremendous fruit in our life. You also recognize that you have to develop good habit patterns. If you do have a problem with porn addiction, you have to say, look, there are places that I can't go. Mm-hmm. There are places that I can't spend my time. If you're an alcoholic, you know, you've heard this one 1,000 times, you shouldn't go to bars and hang out. It's not like going to a bar is a problem. It's not like going to all R-rated movies is a problem. But that might be a problem for you. Why? Because it activates something in you that isn't helpful. So you have to recognize that there are certain things that will really help you get the change in your life. One of the things that I think hasn't been recognized, especially among a lot of Catholics, is the spiritual influences that are out there. And what Unbound is trying to do in a specific way is not ignore the strength of those other things, developing good habit patterns, going to counseling, having an accountability group around you. All these are important. What it's trying to really emphasize is to say, look, there's a spiritual battle going on too. And most of us don't recognize that we've born into a battle. And that battle begins with who gives your life meaning? Who are you going to live your life for? What is your life all about? You talk about this all the time in your show. Who is the Lord of your life? I think that's such a big question that people need to ask. Have you met the Lord yourself? Have you encountered the person of Jesus Christ? Because really, in many of our parishes, you go to a lot of places, I do, we talk to priests and pastors all the time, and they say there are a lot of people coming to our church, and they'll even openly admit it, that they haven't really met the Lord. They might be regular churchgoers, but they don't know who he is. They haven't had that kind of face-to-face encounter, that meeting, that sense that this guy is my friend, I know him, he's here, he's for me, he's alive, he's changing things, and he's changing me. Mm-hmm. Once you have that encounter, you can move on to the understanding of, yeah, there are spiritual influences out there, but the first step is really important. The second step is equally important. The second step is to recognize that there are a lot of people in my life that have hurt me that I haven't really thought about and forgiven, released. And by forgiven, I don't mean forgetting what they did to you. By forgiving, I don't mean ignoring the fact that they hurt you badly. By forgiving, I mean recognizing that there are people out there who have had a negative influence, who have done things to you to cause you great pain, and you carry that with you. We try and forget those things. We try and leave those things behind. We try and just say, I don't want to think about them. People even get to the point of they can't even remember that it happened. They kind of erase the memory. And by sitting down and talking with people when you're praying through these things, you're inviting them to remember those things. And it's very painful. It's very painful.
Well, someone might say, well, look, I've tried to erase it. I don't think about it. Life's better for me when I don't think about it. Why do they need to forgive?
Peter, we talk about remembering in a different way. Mm-hmm. Remembering in a way, like, I'll give you one quick example. This is very common. When you talk to people about the folks in their life that have hurt them in some way, oftentimes the people that have hurt them the most is a parent. And most often it's their dad. Because there was a generation of dads who were really disconnected from what was going on with their kids' lives. You know, a lot of these guys got back from World War II and they kind of folded into their own shell in a sense. And the best way they could handle things was to just shut off all their emotions and to go to work, be successful, provide for their family, take their kids on vacation, but they never really kind of sat down and engaged in a way with their wives or their children that showed who was the person inside of them. I'll often ask people this question, did your dad really know what was going on in your life when you were growing up? Did he ever talk to you? Did he ever sit down with you and say, hey, John, what's happening in your life? I noticed that, you know, you've been having a hard time with your mother recently, and you've been a little distant. What's been going on with you? Tell me what's going on. They didn't have that kind of relationship with their dad. It really affects so many different things, one of which we call the father wound. I don't think we'll have time to go into that one, but there are wounds that happen, and you need to be able to recognize that even though my dad was a really good man, even though my dad went to church, even though my dad provided for our family, I was hurt by my dad. Now, that's just a good dad. That's a dad that was, you know, on the straight and narrow, maybe. But how about those dads that were having all kinds of problems, like my dad? What do you do about that? Yeah. And people don't like to even say, I forgive my dad for his alcoholism, because it sounds like you're condemning your father. This guy that worked so hard, this guy that loved you, this guy that did everything for you that he could do. He was dealing with his own issues. Your desire is to just let it go. Don't think about it. And if I do, it's going to be too painful. I don't want to talk about it.
Now, here's the point that I was trying to get to a little bit before, to say you totally can understand someone who's in the position of saying, look, I don't want to blame my father. I mean, I don't want to be perpetually angry with my father. I know he was a good man. So let's just get beyond, let's just move away from
right.
this. But to say, wait a minute, it's important for us, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, to simply forgive. And why is that important? What's the dynamic there? Why is it important for someone to face that, make that decision so they can move on?
Very simply, Peter, the Lord wants you to do it. I can just tell you that. I can't tell you all the, I mean, I'm not that gifted in terms of counseling and psychology. I just know that it's what the Lord asks us to do. And I'd say at the bottom line, that's what you're supposed to do. And you might not recognize all the reasons why it's helping you. Look, very simple. Like a few years ago, I was dealing with some stuff that had really hurt me badly recently. And you came to me and you said, how are you doing with that, John? And I said, I'm still really struggling. And you said, do you think you're getting better? And I said, well, I don't know. And you said, what are you doing to take care of it? And I said, I'm doing what I've been preaching for several years now. And you said, is it helping you, John? And I said, I don't know, but I can tell you this. It's the only thing I know how to do, and I trust God. Mm-hmm. I know that if I do this because he's asked me to do it, it's going to work for the good. And that's why I'm going to do it, because I've been commanded to do it. And I think I'm getting better. And I'll tell you this, I don't know how much worse I'd be if I wasn't doing it.
Yeah, well, we're talking today, friends, both about, we're just beginning to talk about what are called the five keys to this prayer model to help people really come into a deeper freedom in Christ. We talked about first repentance and faith is that first one. And then we just started touching on, we've been talking here for a while, actually, on forgiveness. And John nails it. I mean, Jesus does command us to forgive as we've been forgiven. And one of the reasons we need to do it is if we don't forgive, what ends up happening is we become like spiritually vulnerable to even more attack from the enemy, and we can become hardened, because the Lord wants us to trust him so that we can do what he calls us to do, which is to forgive even when it's hard to forgive, so he can tenderize our hearts, teach us how to have mercy, be able to live more freely in his love, and to be able to love other people and find our security in him. And then he actually wants to bring healing. And if we can't forgive, we decide not to forgive, it's hard for us to experience that, the kind of full healing that Jesus wants to bring to us from that wound, from those relationships. So John's got a lot to share with us. We're going to come back tomorrow and kind of pick up where we left off today. But I think this kind of thing touches all of our lives. And the Lord has mercy for you, friend, who are listening today, because he wants to lead you in a greater freedom. God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.